Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with two for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
It's your boy, Kev on stage. The Ball Brothers is back. Podcast, at least. Let me tell you what, though. The ticket's about to be gone. D.C., Atlanta, Philly. Likely going to be sold out in the next 2 or 3 weeks. There's only a couple hundred tickets left. Everything's selling pretty well, except Orlando. I don't know what's going on there. But get your tickets now, man. You think this podcast is fun? The tour's way better.
And this is my stupid thing.
Wait, what is
this? This is a protein shake. Come on, come on, come on, man. Come on! I spilled. Protein. Y'all, I'm so pissed off. I'm trying to eat healthy. The first thing I do is spill protein yogurt on my shirt, and this don't ever go away. And this happens to me more often than it should because I put a lot
of granola. Always a bull in the China shop.
I am a bull in the China shop. Let me tell you what wouldn't have happened. I guarantee you, if I would have got that bacon, egg, and cheese from McDonald's or a steak, egg, and cheese bagel, wouldn't have no spill.
Oh, here we go.
Wouldn't have no spill with the hash brown. Hash brown ain't never spilled on my shirt. If I went down to Chick-fil-A, ain't there. Go ahead and look in there. Ain't nothing in there. Ain't
there's a lot of gums in there.
Gums?
Yeah.
Tony, I'll kill you, bro. I promise you. I would literally take your life away. This would be called the Ball Brother Podcast. All right. I'm trying, man.
I know. I'm just, you know,
32 grams of protein. Yeah, I haven't been eating a vegetable until dinner.
You say what?
I haven't been eating, no meat until dinner. Because I was at Cava, and I was doing the thing, and I was looking at the calories, and I was like, chicken's 170 calories? Vegetables is like 10.
Yeah.
I was like, if I eat this every day, that's like almost 1,000 calories. That's like 700 calories.
But what kind of chicken pieces do you eat? If it's the white meat.
It was just grilled chicken.
Breast?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, it's legit.
But I was like, first of all, it ain't tasting amazing.
Yeah.
I was like, roasted vegetables, I don't like none of it anyway. Because I don't be adding the extra salt.
They don't season the stuff.
Nah, man, too much salt. Now, too much salt will kill you. I don't be adding no more salt. That's why we're talking about best sauces today. Welcome to the Bald Brothers Podcast. This episode actually is about the top 10 sauces. I'm Kev on stage.
Tony Baker.
And we're talking sauce today.
Sauce.
And I'm going to jump out with the first one.
Oh, where you going with it?
Okay, I was going to be funny, but I'm actually going to go most versatile. I'm going to go barbecue sauce.
Okay, yeah.
Barbecue sauce.
Can't have no sauce conversation without the barbecue sauce.
I'm talking about, you know, Sweet Baby Ray is white, by the way.
You've been white this whole time?
You've been white this whole time.
You know goddamn well.
But you know white folks know about barbecue.
You know damn well we thought you was black, Sweet Baby.
I 1,000% thought he was white. He's white.
Sweet Baby.
Sweet Baby Ray is white, man.
Is he alive?
He might be. I don't think, Sweet Baby Ray is not that old. Of a sauce. I know it was a brother.
He's still alive?
They got a couple of brothers.
Dave Raymond.
Yeah, Dave Raymond.
Sweet. Where he from?
Dave Raymond.
I want all the information. Look at him. Look at him.
But Dave, listen, I don't mind the white people making a barbecue.
Oh, no, I don't mind at all.
Sweet Baby. I was like, Ray was your last name.
White men.
I imagine a black dude.
White men can cook.
From Elk Grove in Illinois.
He from Illinois? They was not calling him Sweet Ray.
Unless a black person called him Sweet Baby Ray. What's up with your Sweet Baby Ray? He was like,
nah,
say
man.
It again.
Nah, I'm from Illinois.
It was a black given nickname. It could be.
Who gave him the nickname?
I can't see white people being like, we're going to call you Sweet Baby Ray.
Not in no Illinois. Outside of Chicago, you not.
Sweet Baby Flay. But anyway, barbecue.
They got
sauce.
The accent. Don't even give you the Sweet Baby up there. Who called the Sweet Baby, man? I got to know who was calling him Sweet Baby Ray in Illinois.
I'm about to make this video real quick because I meant to make this when I found out and I couldn't believe my mind.
What?
Did you know that Sweet Baby Ray of Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce is white man? What was his name, Leah?
Dave Raymond.
Oh, wasn't nobody calling him Sweet Baby nothing in Illinois.
From Elk Grove, Illinois.
Nah, hell no, man. Hell no.
Sweet Baby Ray is a white man who know his way around that kitchen. I know that sauce. I got Sweet Baby Ray.
Sweet Baby Ray is a good sauce.
Sweet Baby Ray is a great sauce.
Well, I feel like he was like, man, let me put some sass on it.
Nah, I told Tony, maybe a black dude was like, man, what's with it, Sweet Baby Ray?
Nah, man.
You ain't buying it?
Nah. If he was hanging out in the south side of Chicago, okay. Hold on. Perhaps.
So it was his brother who invented the sauce, Larry, and Dave entered it in a riboff in Chicago. And Dave got the nickname Shooting Hoops on the west side of Chicago.
Told you it was black people! Black people gave the nickname! He was playing basketball, somebody black said, what's up with your Sweet Baby Ray?
No, Shooting Hoops the name. Where did the Sweet Baby come in?
No, he got the nickname Shooting Hoops.
Oh, he got the nickname from Shooting Hoops.
Yeah, he got a little flair on it.
Yeah, he was playing basketball. He got the nickname. With some black people.
You called it.
And I told you, man. You called it. Black nickname. Somebody black, give him 10%.
That's hilarious. He was black. From the west side,
you know,
too.
I look up my stuff on Wikipedia. I say, is this a white man?
That's crazy.
Yeah, I didn't
Sweet
know
Baby Ray.
Sweet Baby Ray. Which is the great sauce, by the way.
Oh, yes,
they
a good
got
sauce.
The brown sugar
That's
one.
That's a good sauce.
What I was going to say about barbecue sauce it works
fine.
As a coating agent for food.
Yeah.
And it also works as a dipping sauce.
Yeah.
Which is that versatility. You know, you dip fries in barbecue sauce. Yep. Sometimes nuggets. I go, nugs? Sometimes at Chick-fil-A, I don't want Chick-fil-A Polynesian. Sometimes I just go barbecue.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Barbecue
and it
respected.
Also works as a chip, which we ain't it talking does. About chips. But anyway, barbecue sauce.
I'm going to go with that Polynesian since you mentioned it. Polynesian sauce, I can take that straight to the vein like heroin. That Polynesian sauce used to be right. Back when I was in the streets of meats, I would go to Chick-fil-A and get me those nuggets with the Polynesian sauce, and I would ride off on a Pegasus into the sunset. That Polynesian sauce was just, give me a spoon in the sauce.
Is that your favorite Chick-fil-A sauce?
Yeah.
No, Chick-fil-A sauce is my favorite.
I don't even know if I've had that sauce.
Oh, man, like, you ain't had Chick-fil-A sauce?
Give me Polynesian, man. Polynesian is all I need, man. They go good with the egg rolls, too.
They do go good with the egg rolls. It's basically sweet and sour sauce, yeah, but they try to make it from Polynesia. Yeah, they like, we ain't going to call it that because they got it. Right. McDonald's kind of got that corner as far as fast food sauces go, even though sweet and sour exists in the Chinese food. You know what I'm saying?
That Polynesian.
The Polynesian
man.
Is a good sauce. Chick-fil-A sauce is the best sauce from Chick-fil-A.
Put it in my
me.
Vein.
It's supposed to be barbecue sauce and honey mustard, is what the people say.
Yeah. Honey mustard can go.
I wouldn't even argue for it. I mean, I like honey mustard. It's going to make
it
my
It could
list.
Come or go. It could be there or it could not
it's
be
It's just
there.
Really mainly
care.
Good with chicken.
I'm never passionate about honey mustard.
Really?
I ain't never been passionate a day in my life.
Red Robin got a good honey mustard going.
I bet
going.
They do.
They got a good honey. They got little speckles of, I don't know what it is, mustard seeds. They love a little speckle.
I bet they do. I never cared.
But officially, I'm going to go with ranch. I know. That's why I was going to go with ranch first. Tony don't like ranch. What's wrong? Ranch is good.
Ranch is legit. It's just overrated. It's overhyped.
Why
it's overused.
It? I don't. I might give you overused.
Man,
is ranch
man.
Overhyped? I don't feel like people be proclaiming
people always
ranch.
Always looking for some ranch, talking about ranch. People just coming. How you doing? Ranch. Coming in. Ranch first. We get it.
Ranch.
All right, man. It's more
ranch
than like,
dude got the. It got the. Promo package.
Oh, man.
Ranch is the Nepo baby of sauces.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll talk to my father, Ranch Sr.
Ranch.
Like,
all
right. But, it delivers. Pizza, dipping.
No.
Yes.
No. No.
Arthur Fist. You don't dip?
I ain't never dipped pizza and ranch.
You not usual with that. People be dipping, y'all.
Hell no.
You dipped, Leah.
Tony?
People, I ain't
dipping no pizza in the ranch.
You ain't dip.
I ain't never dipped pizza
y'all
in the ranch.
Y'all dipping in the comments?
Yes.
Yeah, man. I don't do it all the time, but ranch is great on
That's
pizza.
That's ridiculous.
Nah, man, you ridiculous. Ranch goes good with pizza. It goes good with fries. Tater tots might be its best companion, if you ask me. And then it works on a salad as well.
A salad, I give you.
Salad,
I give you.
That's
man.
Where they started.
I ain't
That's
never
they...
even thought about dipping
really?
Pizza and ranch.
You've
ridiculous.
Seen that happens a lot.
No,
You really not seen
who's
that?
Who's doing this?
Everybody's
I've
doing that.
I've never heard of it until this very moment.
Are you being for real?
I'm being dead serious. Y'all dipping pizza in ranch?
Tony, that's crazy. Everybody knows that.
How long has been going on? How long y'all been doing this bullshit, man?
Since I was a kid, like
what kind of society am I living in?
I used to dip Totino's pizza rolls when that was a big part of my diet.
Oh,
in college.
Pizza rolls. That's something else.
That's still pizza.
No, it ain't.
Tony, it's pizza wrapped up.
Totino's pizza rolls? Yeah, man. Get them out of here, man. Watch out, man. I'm from a pizza city.
You are. And also, I wanted to try. I wanted to. This was, what's all I don't like about Chicago pizza? And it really ain't Chicago pizza's fault. It's Chicagoans. You know, it's my favorite city in America. It's not even enough to go to the right pizza place. Right? It's like, okay, I don't want, you know, Giordano's. I want thin. Where should
I go?
You
get thin at Giordano's.
Yeah, yeah. But they're not known for
No.
Right? So where should I go? Go to Italian Fiesta.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So I go to Italian Fiesta.
Yeah.
Then it's like,
you got to go to the right one.
This one.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm not, and Chicago's a big city.
Yeah.
The right one was 40 minutes away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The nearest one, 10. I need y'all.
Each one of them got a different
vibe.
They
don't talk to each other amongst the group?
Nah. Man, listen, y'all. Life is tough. Life be life. One thing about life is no life. And sometimes life gonna hit you in the mouth. That's why we all out here like, yo, we need therapy. Tough. And therapy can be tough because you got to find a therapist that takes your insurance. And some therapists don't even take the insurance. So now you got all that out-of-pocket cost. All right? That's where Ruler does things differently, man. They partner with over 100 insurance plans, making the average copay just $15 per session. That's real therapy from licensed professionals at a price that can actually make sense. Think about it. You use your insurance benefits to maintain your physical health, so why wouldn't you do the same for your mental, all right? And Ruler isn't just affordable, the experience is tailored around you. Other online therapy platforms might match you with the first available provider, whether or not they're the right fit. Ruler considers your goals, preferences, and background to provide you a curated list of licensed in-network therapists who are actually aligned with what you need, because they know that finding the right therapist can make all the difference. And it's tough, man. Anything in the medical field where you feel like that medical provider or that person just doesn't align with you, where you feel unseen or misunderstood, or, and I can only imagine from a therapy standpoint what that feels like. So a Ruler, man, there's no wait list, no frustrating back and forth. Ruler makes it easy to find a mental health provider who is accepting new patients, and appointments are available as soon as tomorrow. Plus, Ruler sticks with you throughout your journey, checking in to make sure your care is helping you move forward. So go to ruler.com/bald to start today. That's Ruler, RULA.com/bald. For quality therapy that's covered by insurance. Thousands are already using Ruler to get affordable, high-quality therapy that's actually covered by insurance. Visit ruler.com/bald to get started. After you sign up, you'll be asked how you heard about them. Please support our show and let them know who we sent you. That's Ruler. That's RULA.com/bald. You deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget. Okay? That's RULA.com/bald. You deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget. Now, back to the Ball Brothers.
And then, not only you got to go to the right one, then you got to get this specific pizza.
Yeah.
Because we went and we got a pepperoni, which, if pepperoni ain't right, then it's wrong. We got pepperoni and we got like a supreme. I think we got like a chicken bacon ranch. And everybody's like, "Now, man, you got to get the sausage only." How am I to know that I need to go to this specific pizza restaurant, this location, and get this? How?
Yeah.
Well, you just got to know. Man, I can't. So because I didn't get the sausage only from Italian Fiesta from the specific restaurant, they like, "You got to go back."
You got to.
But there's other ones that they want me to try. Like, nah, do Italian Fiesta
like that
right.
With
and I already said
too.
It was good. I already said it was good.
Nah, but you
man.
Got to get the full.
You
got to
get the right one, man. Nah.
It's like that with Harold's Chicken, too.
Yes.
Depending on what Harold's you go to, you go get a different.
And I've been to many Harold's. They ain't been that different where I'm like, oh, this is just.
Yeah.
This is also what I like about Chick-fil-A. Restaurant to restaurant, city to city, it's going to taste
oh, yeah.
the same. Popeyes, brother, you get what you get. and you get it with an attitude. They're not concerned about making it right at the same time. That chicken sandwich, that was their biggest mistake. Mm-hmm. They could not make it consistently restaurant to restaurant, same restaurant day to day.
Yeah.
But Chick-fil-A.
That's what I've been hearing anyway.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A is just meat, chicken, pickles. You really can't mess
can't,
that up.
Can't mess it up, man.
But anyway, Ranch, what you got?
I got, let's see, I got so many choices. I'm gonna go with that sweet and sour. We mentioned it already.
Top.
Yes.
Top.
Sweet and sour. Yes, absolutely.
Now let me tell you what I like about sweet and sour. It's a good dipper and it's a good pour.
Mm-hmm.
Fried rice ain't going right. You can pour it over
that's
there.
That's sweet and sour, be.
You go nuggets. You go egg rolls.
Man, let me tell you something. The McDonald's nuggets,
man,
with the sweet and sour sauce. When you dip that boot shaped nugget, because you always gonna get the boot shape. You got the boot shape, the little round shape, and you got the little, that boot shaped nugget
perfectly fit in there. Dipper.
I put the foot in there. The foot, the foot of the boot. Ooh, oh yes, oh yes. That sweet and sour would be like...
Many a day, I also put it on the McChicken, too.
Mm.
Sweet and sour with the McChicken. I mean, McChicken with the sweet and sour. They should have just sold that, if you ask me.
Man.
Yeah, he totally got his legs...
Rubbing the legs, like, man. Sweet and sour sauce and egg rolls,
yeah,
man. That's a good-ass tone.
May Ploy makes a sweet chili sauce. It's just like a Thai sweet and sour.
I like the way it smells, too.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Melissa put that on, I'd be like... You got that May Ploy going.
Man, duh.
Melissa's dad's first new wife after Melissa's mom was Filipino.
Wait, let me do the math.
So,
his first, his second wife. Okay.
I guess that was easy.
Yeah, you
his
went,
first new wife.
You went around the corner, up the hill. I'm like, no, you could have just came in through the gate.
Second wife. No,
his second
first
wife.
New, first new post the ex of the new.
His second wife was Filipino.
Second wife, Filipino.
And he ruined it.
He ruined it. We was trying not to like her. We're like, we ain't gonna like you, man. Mother Mary, we love her. She came in with lumpia and May Ploy. We was like, you can stick around.
What? How did he mess that up?
I don't know.
What'd he do?
And then she bought me and Melissa like a year's worth of diapers. Oh. She came in quick with the very helpful.
Yeah.
She, I mean, and this is Washington Kevin Lynch.
Man, come
she
on.
She was like, this is my new wife. We was like,
Huh?
She was like, I just got a shipment coming for y'all. A year's worth of diapers and wipes. We was like,
all right.
Years worth, you say.
Man, saved y'all a lot of money right there.
All right. And set them over there. Also, I got some fresh lumpia with this dipping sauce. I was like, lumpia? Oh, you know I do. You know I like Filipino food. I was always a fan of lumpia. This is a smaller egg roll, if you ask me. What's this, May Ploy? Tone, I was all in after that.
You keep a Filipino woman around. If you go get with a Filipino woman, you better keep it in your life.
Man, the lady was sweet as pie. She came in with here plugging holes.
Man.
I got divers and egg rolls.
What?
Man.
Don't give me a hard time trying to connect.
Two things I really like. Years worth of divers?
But man, she saved y'all mad money.
That is nigga. My family didn't have that money, and they had it in their heart. But
where she at, man?
I don't know. I think about her often. So I was like, man.
Hey, man.
Actually, I think it was Joe. Because we had lined them up, the diapers, along the wall. And she had bought them in stages. She didn't just get us all twos.
Right.
Oh, no. She got equal rations.
My God, man.
So we was able to go. I was like.
She was a saint.
I said,
with the lumpias on the back end?
She made it all the time. Every time we went over to the house. You got the lumpia going? Yeah, it's on the counter.
Oh, man.
I feel like she just had taken it off with just enough cooling time. So you have to go.
Oh.
I said, man.
I got to talk to him.
You all right with
it. He messed that up.
She lost an ally, but this is my lost ally. She ain't never made an Olympia for me. She ain't paid no years worth of diapers. Beautiful woman. Love her. Talk to her every day. But anyway, we got lost. Is it me or you?
Yeah, it's you now.
Hot sauce!
No, I'm out.
Hot sauce! You don't like hot sauce?
I never did.
Oh, Tom,
I never
man.
Gave
I don't
a
even
damn
like you as a podcast
sauce,
partner.
Man.
I like hot sauce. Matter of fact, I like hot sauce so
Why
much.
Why were you acting like a fool when we was doing the hot ones, man? You act like you ain't never
Tone,
had nothing hot in your life.
Nah, Tone, that is. I'm talking crystal.
But you was Frank. Acting brand new.
Tone,
like you
that was like Scoville.
You was acting like a baby deer in here, man.
Tone,
the whole time you like hot sauce.
I'm talking basic. Louisiana,
man,
Frank's, crystals. not, there ain't no Grim Reaper on it. Like, that, the hot one stuff was,
you was
like,
acting like, I don't ever do spice, though.
Hot sauce ain't really spicy to me like that. It's a little kick. But the hot, little hot wings, buffalo wing with the hot sauce.
I'm out.
Chicken, crystals go good on chicken. Little fried, boy, I love me a fried piece of fish. Little hot sauce, little mustard. Oh,
you put mustard on fish?
Yeah.
Oh. What the hell is happening today? What is happening today?
Mustard on fish, y'all.
Mustard on fish?
Yeah, on fried catfish.
What?
Yes.
I don't know what's happening.
Tony,
anymore.
Where you live? You from the Midwest. They fry fish up in Chicago.
Mustard on fish is wild to me.
Absolutely.
What?
Yes, on catfish. Yeah, yeah.
Y'all been doing this?
Yes, 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 yes. Mustard goes on fried fish.
I've never heard
yes,
this.
Yes, sir. Look at all those yeses, man. You, what's wrong with you, man? You need, you know, peanut butter and jelly is a thing that people eat. The thing is gray before peanut butter. Some people dip milk in cookies in milk.
Wait, so they be dipping the cookies in the milk?
And then they eat it.
So would the cookie be soft?
Would cookie be soft?
This is crazy, though.
See, man, I usually be on the island. I'm 2 for 2. But you, these are the most basic things.
I ain't never heard
you're
of
like
mustard
and
fish.
Popcorn and butter? Well, no. Salt? What are y'all doing?
I ain't never heard of mustard and fish.
Really?
Yes.
You being for real?
Yeah. Mustard and fish? Ketchup, sure.
Nah, ketchup is crazy.
Nah, I be, man, ketchup on fish.
Hell nah, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Mustard.
When we was eating fish sticks, we never dipped it in the mustard.
No, no, that fish sticks is not, I'm not talking about that. That's tartar sauce.
It's fish?
Actually, fish sticks is, it barely. Cod, I feel like, is on the outskirts of the ocean. They're like, man, you with us.
Nah, man, let that fish in.
Cod ain't, cod is just, man, nah.
If it live in the water, man, let that fish
in. I feel like cod, they don't be letting cod be at the cafeteria with them. They're like, move, cod, you only make fish sticks and fish fillets. Man, I'm with y'all. Nah, you ain't never seen a fillet of cod at no restaurant. It's always scrunched up and packed.
Yeah.
But I forgot about fish sticks.
Peeps. When was the last time you tried like a green supplement and swore never again? Sometimes when you're getting on your healthy tip, it'd be nasty, okay? You'd be like, oh man, I'm trying to be healthy, but it'd be nasty, man. When was the last time you had a meal that was both healthy and delicious? It made you feel good, right? Right? You know what I'm saying? Have you ever had the same feeling when taking the supplement? Well, now you can with Factor Form. All right, most of us dread drinking greens, but Factor Form changed the game. You'll actually crave your greens as the sister brand of Factor Meals. Factor Form was designed to work hand in hand with your meals, making better nutrition effortless. My bad. Daily Greens is a green powder by Factor Form you'll look forward to drinking. Just one scoop delivers 100% of your daily nutrients, filling nutrient gaps, supporting whole body health, and helping you feel your best. With a refreshing, citrusy, clean, and smooth taste that's actually enjoyable to drink, mix a single serve pack in water and you're good to go. Daily Greens by Factor Form is made from real vegetables packed with whole servings of kale and spinach without tasting like it. In a blind taste test, Daily Greens ranked #1 taste, texture, and aroma, beating out the biggest names in the industry. Factor Form Daily Greens is packed with prebiotics, and adaptogens to support gut health and reduce bloating. It's everything your body needs without mega doses, added sugar, or artificial fillers. Just whole food ingredients that work so much so that 88% of users experience improved digestion and gut health. That's what I'm talking about right there. That's what I need in my life, Shoney. I want that gut health. I want to feel it. Because I love the green drinks. I'll be like, and if you're going to be good and nutritious, it's a wrap. It's a cold wrap. So start your day right with Daily Greens by Factor Form at factor75.com/ball. That's factor75.com/ball to get 40% off plus free shipping on your first order. That's factor75.com/ball for 40% off plus free shipping. One more time. factor75.com/bald. Now, back to the Bald Brothers.
I ain't have...
You put mustard on there?
Nah, go
why not?
It's
so good.
Because cod ain't real like that.
Nah, man, we ain't doing it.
Fish sticks is barely real. Vandekamp's is like, y'all ain't got no money, huh? Vandekamp's, none of his products is I was proud to eat. But we had our fair share. Fish sticks was just like
Mr. Gordon's fish.
Gordon?
Yeah, Gordon, man.
He was on there with
that
the
raincoat.
Hat.
Yeah.
He was like, what's up, y'all?
I know what you did last summer, killer, man.
Fish sticks again, huh?
Man.
Mama ain't got that good job.
I thought I was really cooking some shit when I was making myself fish sticks as a kid. I was like, man, call me chef. I put them shits in the oven. Call me Gordon Ramsay.
All you do is lay it on there and turn it
off.
That's
all I did.
It's like, boy, I'm in here,
sometimes
y'all.
I would burn them. I'm like, oh, the fish sticks. Pull them out. They was just
crisp.
Embers, nigga. It's just like, God bless. Charcoal.
We used to still have to eat the stuff.
Me too. I ate everything I burnt.
Had to eat burnt. I was scraping the toast off.
I scraped everything off. Dug right down to the fish meat.
Yeah.
Mixed that with the ketchup. Took the L. I don't be wasting food,
no,
man.
Took the hell. That's hilarious.
No, I took the took L the train hell. Straight to hell. I could have just thrown it away, man. I wasted
no, my
12
baby,
valuable fish
sticks.
Not hearing
none of that. Eat
nah,
that, man.
You going to eat that.
You going? You think
I burned everything. Scrape it off.
12 more? You can't even scrape off burnt fish sticks.
No, I had to. You scrape off the skin and you get down into
you're just eating hot cod
fake
meat.
Fake fish. And you going to eat that.
Cod is like, this is crazy, man. I'm usually covered in something, man. You on here
nah,
on the neck?
Nah, man. They watch you crack it, crack that open. Crack that burnt open. Get the fish stuffing out of there. Get your ketchup
the
and hush.
The fish stuffing? What is that, 4, 8?
So we got...
It's on you?
We got Polynesia. We got barbecue. We got sweet and sour. We got... What'd you
hot
say?
Hot sauce.
Hot sauce.
Technically, I threw Chick-fil-A sauce in there, too.
I'm coming in with tomato sauce, man. Tomato sauce. It's so versatile. You're putting it on all kind of different dishes. It's on your pizza that you're dipping into the ranch. So you double saucing. You already double saucing, which is ridiculous. Pizza already got sauce.
It does.
And then, oh, let's get the white sauce. Then you're dipping it in more sauce. Why don't you just dip the pizza in that was already dipped into the ranch? Why don't you dip it in something else? Let's get a third sauce going. Since we just gonna be sauce drunk. let's keep the dips going all around, right?
That's too much sauce, man.
Exactly.
Too much sauce. It's too much sauce.
So we talking spaghetti sauce, we talking the pizza sauce, all the tomato sauces.
I was thinking about dipping sauces, but tomato sauce is good. I ain't got no complaints.
Oh, well, this is a dipping sauce?
No, I was just thinking about that. Tomato sauce is fine. Okay. Bolognese? Marinara.
Yeah, meatball sauce.
Shoot, you want to talk about pizza. I don't know if I would say top 10 sauce, but honorable mention. That garlic butter
you
from Papa
say,
John's.
Man.
You don't like garlic butter? You a vampire? What's wrong with garlic butter? You heard of this.
It's legit.
I was about to say.
Listen, I just don't
Papa
like
John's.
Papa John's.
Papa John's best thing he has is racism and the sauce. That... And it's pieces
it is
sweet.
Good sauce.
It's a good sauce.
Y'all throwing tomatoes at me, make it into a sauce and hush. How about that? How about that?
You know what I'm going to say? Since you're expanding my mind, honey.
Ooh.
Honey's a great sauce.
Nice pick.
I love, man, I was rice cake, which I don't love.
Mm-hmm.
Crunchy peanut butter, which I do love.
Yes.
Little drizzle of honey. I forget, I'm not happy.
Honey and peanut butter together.
Man.
Is just...
I mean, honey is great.
You know when you're making love to somebody and your hands clasp together in the heat of passion where your fingers interlock and it's just like, heavy nostril breathing and your hands just do this in mid pumps, mid passion. That's honey and peanut butter coming together. And I, when I say coming together, I mean coming together. Yeah. Now we cooking.
Only with smashed peanut butter. Tony, you what you doing,
1,000% right.
Leave me alone. This is, man, I got my thing going.
If peanut butter was a woman on Instagram, I'm sliding in the DMs.
Would you get married again if it was peanut butter?
I'm proposing the first week. Listen, I know we just met, but we really hitting it off. The energy crazy. The energy is crazy. We only live once. Let's take a leap on faith. Let's take a leap on faith. What are we doing, man?
No! Man, I love you, man. Nah, we ain't gotta have a big wedding. We go to the courthouse. We go to Vegas, man. I got a minister right here.
You see that Elvis minister? Grabby. Let's get married right here by the stratosphere.
Meet me at the altar, peanut butter.
Meet me at the altar in your crunchy dress. We ain't getting no younger. We might as well do this. Let's get married.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Honey is a great choice.
I love honey. Honey Nut Cheerios.
Oh, yeah.
Honey Bunches of Oats. I mean, yes. That ain't the drizzled honey. Even honey on top of acai bowl.
Yeah, honey.
It's a great finisher.
Honey is always welcome.
Honey's
always... I've never been like, man, get this honey up out of here, man. Oh, honey, come on in, honey. That's why people say honey.
That is why.
Come on in, honey.
Honey's good.
Yeah.
Sopapillas.
Oh, my God. Woo! Now we cooking, Kev. Now we firing on all cylinders, man. Sopapillas.
Oh, my God.
Not a lot of people know about these joints.
That's a Mexican. You know I'm 1/8 Mexican. Grew up in El Paso. Sopapillas is a fire dessert. You put a little honey on it, finish it off.
Oh, my God. There's this place called Roberto's in Las Cruces, New Mexico. And they make sopapillas, and they make also stuffed sopapillas. I used to be going to town.
I said Tony fit a bus.
Oh, I already did. You late. Busted smooth off in these pants.
Guys, you know what I'm saying? Let's talk sex, man. Just enter the room dick first, y'all. Blue Chew isn't just a tablet. It's a cheat code for your crotch. Stronger, harder, longer lasting, like someone gave you downstairs a pep talk and a gym membership. Blue Chew is the original brand offering chewable tablets for better sex. All right? I tried Blue Chew. It was a good time in New York. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm going to say, man. It was a good time in New York City. All right? Great time. Great time all around, man. Guys, this isn't about performance. This is about legacy or third legacy. Give her group chat something to talk about. You know when you lay it down. They're talking about how it gets up. Nothing makes you more of a legend than a little Blue Chew. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. All right? And we've got a special deal for our listeners, okay? As always, get your first month of Blue Chew free. Just use promo code BALD at checkout and pay $5 for shipping. That's it. Join Blue Chew's mission to upgrade humanity one thrust at a time. Head to BlueChew.com for details and safety info. And big thanks to Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast.
Done. Everything's ruined down below. My pants ain't even on while y'all talking. I'm Winnie the Pooh sitting here.
Tony, what porn do you watch? What? I had a sopapilla with honey in it, man. And I just had a threesome with some peanut butter and honey last week. Man, I've been kind of, I gotta get tested, man. I've been going crazy.
What my blood work say? I've been wilding out here. Man, with sopapillas and honey, woo, you took me back.
Yeah,
that was an instant, like.
I ain't had that since I was in El Paso. I used to eat that all the time in El Paso.
So good.
So good.
If you anywhere near a sopapilla.
The great Southwest, man.
Highly recommend
it. Don't really get talked about that much.
Man.
West Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, yes. Man. We had a thing going with green chili sauce.
Oh, the green chili is fire.
Green chili sauce.
Okay, that's what you're going next.
Yeah,
let's
get it. I wouldn't put it in the top 10, but I like it.
That's a good sauce.
I don't be going to New Mexico or Arizona that much. I go to Arizona, but not New Mexico.
El Paso sucks. I just want to throw that in there for my usual. If anything, I'm consistent. If anything.
El Paso don't bother. No, I feel like I can name 10 worse cities than El Paso.
Big cities?
Big city. Maybe.
Big cities now. Don't come,
I'll
don't
give you
come
probably
with no
three
towns.
You don't like.
Okay.
Maybe that, I don't know. I'm probably
big cities.
It. Big cities.
Give me who
Kansas
you
City.
I put them ahead of El Paso.
Kansas City? Why? Yeah.
Just because they got good barbecue.
Okay, fine. Just, you know, Cleveland. Hey. Sorry, Leah. No. I got a point to prove.
It's better than
Cleveland?
Yes, they have teams.
Cleveland sucks, they but at least we're teams. Not Detroit. We're not Detroit. We're not Detroit.
Cleveland has pro teams.
El Paso got the Diablos. Triple A baseball team for the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Watch out.
Pittsburgh?
Nope. I'm giving Pittsburgh the win. They got dope bridges. They have they have a Roots Kitchen. That was my introduction to Roots Kitchen.
Do they have Roots in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, that's where I first went, to Roots Kitchen.
Also, I put all those cities above El Paso. I hate El Paso as well, but that's my city. Don't talk about it.
I get it.
I can hate it.
I get it.
El Paso absolutely sucks.
The trash. It's a waste of that many people.
All they have there is nothing. The military and water.
Look at the population of El Paso, man. This is ridiculous. Probably top 20. This is ridiculous.
Pittsburgh, it does look cool at night, and they got a cool casino there.
El Paso.
El Paso has the lead.
They got a population of 678,000.
That's way less than I thought.
Wait, that's the city. So 2024, El Paso had a population of 879,000. This is a slight increase of 150 people. So the metro area population is estimated at 1,006,000.
So what is that on par with? That doesn't seem like it's a big city.
That's a big city.
It ain't even over a million.
For the whole area? Wait, hold on.
El Paso? I don't feel like it's a big city. To me, a big city needs to have a pro team to be considered a big city to me. You don't have no professional team. You ain't no big city. And they ain't even no college team that's big there either.
It sucks.
That's what I'm saying. You making it a big city. It ain't really a big city like that. It's a big city. Pittsburgh has, first of all, Pittsburgh has three. They got the Pirates, Steelers, and the Penguins. Cleveland has the Cavs. They're not called the Indians anymore. The Guardians. And the Browns.
Miami has a population of 487,000 people. That's a big city. El Paso is bigger than Miami.
Miami has that?
Yes. There are a lot of cities.
Fort Lauderdale is close.
Now watch out, man.
Nah, man. They mix in.
There are a lot of cities smaller than El Paso.
Nah, man. You ain't no big city if you don't have a pro team. You ain't no big city if you don't have a pro team. Kansas City got the Royals and the Chiefs.
Now let's look at Kansas City's population. Let's cue it up, man.
UTEP ain't a big school. Debonair, slots. UTEP is not even in a Power 5 conference.
Kansas City, 516,000.
What the hell? Why is El Paso don't have no stuff then?
Because they suck. Now, mind you, this is the population that always expands when you go metro area.
Yeah, but El Paso don't have a big metro area. It's kind of by itself. It's not counting Las Cruces, is it?
Mm-mm. But the fact that they still cranking out a million over there.
So it really doesn't make sense. There's no professional team there.
El Paso has a million in the metro area. Las Cruces, which is 40 minutes away,
yeah,
70,000 people. So El Paso is the big
city on
campus.
Why is there no pro team there?
Because it sucks.
There's almost a million people and no pro team, no college team.
Because it sucks.
Because Columbus has... Shoot, Ohio State is basically a pro team.
That's basically a pro team.
And they have the soccer team as well. But Ohio State is as big as an NFL team, I think. They seat almost 100,000.
Columbus, Ohio, 933,000.
See?
That's bigger than I thought.
They have a hockey team, too.
Ooh.
Dang it. The Blue Jackets or something? Mm-hmm. God dang it.
Columbus is bigger than Cleveland.
Yeah.
Capital.
I learned that when I was doing my ticket stuff, because Columbus usually buys tickets more than Cleveland.
Columbus is 365.
What's Cleveland?
I mean, Cleveland is 365.
Yeah. Cleveland's sure only 365?
I'm sure the Metro was higher than that, but yeah, 365 on the straight up population.
Cleveland's where that lady told us she masturbated to us.
She did say that.
On the street.
She told us that on the street.
It's daytime.
Yo city.
Yo city, Leah. She was like, Kevin, Tony. I saw y'all the special commercial. I masturbated to y'all.
We was like,
what? Yeah, man. See you later. And then she just walked away.
She did.
such a
I respect it, though. You know what I'm saying?
Man, you guys got the internet going.
Why us in that commercial, though?
There's nothing
sexy about them commercials.
We're giving you hard data numbers. Right. Hard data.
Hard data, you say?
Scratching the mix.
45 Mbps, you say. I don't know what Mbps means, but you got 45 going.
Better savings on the internet. The high-speed internet, you say? She busting off the high-speed internet diagnostics.
What'd you say?
Hiding their competitors?
What'd you say? You can bundle my home internet with my phone and my mobile bill? $44.99, you say?
We talking bundles, huh? Bundles.
The new porn, hard data. Kevin, Tony, we don't do no sex. You just plug the restart the modem. Yeah, that's all I need. All you gotta do is unplug it for 30 seconds. Yeah. Restart the router though.
Plug in that modem, slow. She clenches the papers on
the bill, which is also us. What you mean I can save when I tell a friend? Sorry, AT&T. Kevin, Tony, just do it for me. I'll never leave Spectrum. The Spectrum people are like, man, there's a high number of usage in Cleveland, Tony. What y'all, Kevin, Tony? Hey, man, we don't want to talk about it. It's the one lady, man. Hard.
We know
data.
Who it is.
This is the upload. No, the download. Download these balls.
Oh, man.
Kevin, Tony, fixing cable. Oh, Spectrum has cable, too. And they got a TV channel.
Oh, man.
All right. Enough about sauces.
Yeah.
We're done with this.
We're done with sauces,
I don't think we even got to 8.
No, I don't know. 10.